It may be surprising to you that the survey done on the amount of income and dollars generated by local nonprofit arts organizations is about $535 million annually in Wisconsin. And that's, if you think about that in tax dollar terms, I think it pumps about $65 million in local and state tax revenue. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk with the executive director of the Wisconsin Arts Board, who is in the studio with me right now, George Sugros, and we'll be talking a bit about what the arts means to our communities here in the state. We'll also take a look at some arts events around the state that you may or may not have heard about. You may have some arts events in your community you want to talk about. I hope you'll join in the conversation. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can send us an email at ideas@WPR.org or go ahead and post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. And George Sugros, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us
today. Thank you, Larry. Happy to be with you today.
Well, let's talk about the Arts Board just to begin with. Tell us what the Wisconsin Arts Board does.
So the Wisconsin Arts Board is a 15-member board appointed by the governor. Mm-hmm. And the role of the Arts Board is in what we like to call the four C's: creativity, culture, community, and commerce.
Ah.
And so most people know us as a grant-making organization, but we provide information, technical assistance to artists, arts organizations, and community organizations across the state.
And how long has this the board been in operation?
We've been around since 1973, would you believe?
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, man. And that, I got to believe that, you know, just thinking about the arts, they're so important to our communities, our local communities, and our culture.
Absolutely. And no, there's no time better to articulate that than during the summer when community concerts are going on and community bands are playing. People are traveling the state looking at barn quilts and enjoying outdoor theater. It's very obvious that the arts are alive and well and really animating communities across our state.
And how do they fit into our public education system?
Depends on the district, I would say. But they're so important as we look at the 21st century, what we like to call the creative economy, because we're looking for students who are learning about imagination, creativity, and innovation across the curriculum, but very specifically in the arts. And so having those habits of mind, having those ways of thinking, are the ways in which we're going to develop the new products and services and solve some of the problems that we face in the 21st century. We can't solve them with the same thinking we had before, that's for sure.
Well, I was selfishly thinking about my own daughter here when I asked that, because she'll be starting high school in the fall and she's already getting involved in the band.
Yeah.
They'll be marching in at events around the state this summer, and I think even then they'll be in St. Louis for around the 4th of July as well.
That's right. And it's about teamwork. I mean, when you think about it, those high school bands are about teamwork and learning to be with one another and work towards a goal, all of that stuff, very important.
Well, we wanted to talk a bit about some of the events, arts events that are going on in Wisconsin. And when we say art event, that's a pretty broad term. What do you consider arts events?
We, like you, think about the arts very broadly. So when people start to think about it, they start to think visual arts, theater, music, and dance, but the traditional and ethnic arts, some of the media arts, and all of those kinds of expressions are really important. And when you think about the traditional and ethnic arts, you're thinking about all of the cultures that make up our state. So you would think German and Norwegian, but you might not think Somali and South Indian and those kinds of cultures that have come here and become part of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. When I think about arts events, I think if you ask anyone, well, give me some arts events, I'm sure Summerfest in Milwaukee is going to come to mind right away. I'll be going to America Players Theater this summer in Spring Green, and so I know that's what APT, as it's called. Thinking about Madison, the art fair on the square in Madison. They're all great events. But what are some of the smaller or less well-known events that we may want to attend this year?
So if you want to think about, for example, that you raised with the art fair on the square, the Wisconsin Department of Tourism puts out a booklet called Art Fairs, Art and Craft Fairs Directory. And so you can see where those things are taking place across the state. And from the smallest community to the largest ones that you talked about, there's something going on right nearby you. And the other thing that's really interesting is in a lot of the community festivals, you're going to see music, you're going to see art. And so there are lots of different expressions. You know, I was Googling up before I came today just to see what I would find. And, you know, you look out there and you see when you start to talk about community concert series, Ripon has a concert series, and then St. Norbert's College, which gives you that example of it could be a community organization hosting mm-hmm. these concert series, could be the local college or university, could be a local business, Eau Claire, Shorewood, all these kinds of venues across the state that have concert series. And then when you start to think about the community bands, some of these groups pushing 100 years of being together, playing music in their communities, La Crosse, Wanakee, where else? Little Chute, just communities across the state are doing that kind of work. And it's bringing people together. It's really about bringing people together during the summer downtown and providing that sense of community.
You mentioned some smaller communities. Before we go to the phones here, how are the arts doing in the small communities? Do they struggle? I mean, financially, there may not be as much money there.
I think everybody would always like more money to do what they do. But what's amazing is back to the notion of community, that need to express yourself, whether that's coming together as a band or bringing in artists to perform, or even in the larger communities where the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art is taking the art cart into parks across the city throughout the summertime to give those kids access to things they might not have otherwise had access to. So it's... the arts are alive and well in our small communities, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree. George Sucros, our guest today, executive director of the Wisconsin Arts Board. And you can join in, too, with your own questions or comments or maybe events that you have going on in your community, or maybe a question about where something else is happening that you might be interested in possibly attending. Give a call, 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. Let's go to Sarah in Fond du Lac. Sarah, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
We have a big art fair going on the first weekend in June, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Fond du Lac.
So tell us a little about it.
Well, Friday night, it kicks off downtown Fond du Lac with the numerous art galleries that we have downtown. Mm-hmm. They're going to be open a little late and have little treats for people so they can check out all the art galleries. Then Saturday morning, it goes to the farmer's market. It also happens to be June Dairy Day that weekend. And so the National Exchange Bank has a petting zoo for all the kids. So since the kids are going to be down at the farmer's market, the Children's Museum is also doing a special art with the kids at Burger Park, which is right downtown.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to just say to George here, now there's a lot of coordination that's going on there in Fond du Lac.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the Fond du Lac Convention Visitors Bureau that's helping everybody get together and coordinate all their different art programs. Because then after Saturday morning, then you go out to Mueller Farm off of Highway 151 and do art out there. And then you head back into town for like early evening, I want to say around 5 o'clock at the Prairie Arboretum over at UW Fond du Lac. There's art going to be happening there. And then Sunday morning, we have art on the island, which is out at Lakeside Park.
Oh, man. So that's all the June 2nd?
June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So the whole weekend, you can come to Fond du Lac and just do see art, participate in art, buy art, all kinds of art. Art All Around, it's called.
And you don't have to pay anything to enter in.
No, it's free.
So that's a really good concept. I'm glad you raised that, Larry, because lots of the summer events are free. And yet we have to remember that it's free to those who are coming, but it's not free. And so the arts organizations are having to generate dollars, or the Convention and Visitors Bureau are generating dollars to support those activities, whether it's through grants from groups like the Arts Board, local businesses, local philanthropists, or local government, for that matter.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Sarah. I really appreciate your call, and I hope things go well in Fond du Lac on June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
That's great.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. I assume groups apply to the board for funding, or many do.
Many do. Yes, absolutely. And they're looking for us to support either a season's worth of activity, or in some cases, very special projects that they're doing that they know that they're community needs, because they're talking with their community all the time about the kinds of arts activities that need to be there. For example, murals on the walls downtown, that kind of activity, or the starting of a theater company, those kinds of things. We both have the money to do that, but we also have the expertise to help them make that happen.
And we'll talk some more about how you might get involved in that part of it, and we'll also hear about some more summer arts events. We'll take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be back with our guest, George Sugro. Stay with us. Thanks so much for being with us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, taking a look at the importance of arts events in our communities today here in Wisconsin, and talking about some of those events that will be taking place with our guest, George Sugro. He's in the studio with me today, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Arts Board. What do arts do for your community? What arts-related event do you like to attend in Wisconsin? Maybe you can share an event that's going on in your community. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Can email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. Love to hear from you. And before we go back to the phones, if a community is interested in doing an arts event or having an event that features the arts, can they get help for planning events like this?
Absolutely. They can call us. Our number is 608-266-0190. And our staff is able to help, and by providing information themselves, and often by connecting them to people who are doing something similar. So the mistakes that they make will be their own. They won't have to reinvent those mistakes. And hopefully they'll get some really great advice about how to move things along. And that's historically been the case.
Yeah. Are most of these events successful?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, if they're thought through, I suppose it's as true of any enterprise. If they're thought through from the beginning, if they have the right people around the table doing the work, if they've got the capacity through the resources that they've raised, they're going to succeed. And if they don't, and they learn from that first activity, then they're learning and they make the next one better. So that's the iteration of the innovation economy. So that makes sense to us as well.
Oh, boy. Let's go to Lori in Beaver Dam. Lori, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hello there. I just wanted to share with you, there's a local group called the Horicon Phoenix Club. By the Horicon, the community of Horicon by the Horicon Marsh, and they hold two events. One is every Wednesday night farmers market from 4 to 7, and it's a wonderful family event, and there's free music from Milwaukee, Madison, and then they do art programs for children that are free, salsa contests. So it's really, really a nice free event. And then they also sponsor a Jersey Street Music Festival in June. It's June 15th through the 17th. And it's, again, all free and music from all over the Midwest.
Sounds like fun to me.
Absolutely.
It's a great event. Very, very great event.
And do you have the date? You said mid-June. Do you have the dates off the top of your head? We can look it up. But
the date for the Jersey Street Festival starts Thursday, June 15th. and runs through Saturday, June 17th. Wednesday night festivals start the first two Wednesday in June. They're from 4 to 7.
Well, thanks so much, Lori, for calling. Appreciate your call. How many, you know, we've got a number of people online here, and we're going to go back to the phones, but how have you got a number of how many events?
We couldn't even begin to count. And the reason, as you're listening to the folks who are calling in, these are not confined to concert halls or museums, right? They're in farmers markets. They're in all kinds of festivals. And so if it depends on how you count, because if you start adding up the festivals that also have music in them or also have art in them, you get to big, big numbers. And again, as the caller said, they charge nothing to the people who want to enjoy them.
Yeah. You mentioned museums, and there's something called Blue Star Museums. Talk about that for a minute.
Thank you. Yeah. So the National Endowment for the Arts and the Blue Star Families and the Department of Defense since 2010 have been working with museums across the country to open their doors from Memorial Day to Labor Day for free to veterans of our armed services. And so that's the case this year as well. So from Memorial Day to Labor Day, the veterans will have access to these museums. And in Wisconsin, there are 31 communities and 44 museums that are opening their doors in this way.
That's just a great program. Yeah. Wonderful. Arlene in Burlington, we'll turn to you next. Hi, Arlene.
Hello, Larry and George. We want to invite you to all kinds of art. This weekend in Burlington, we have an art and craft festival. That's free on Saturday and Sunday. And then we have the Chocolate Fest, which runs all weekend. And that we have culinary arts and music arts. And we have the great art of eating chocolate, too. And we actually have your own Dan Small doing a chef demonstration on Saturday on chocolate-rubbed ribs.
Oh man, that's
a variety.
Well, Dan is he's never short of words. He's a pretty good talker. I know also that he's a pretty good chef too.
Yeah.
So that should be a lot of fun. And now the chocolate, are these many of the chocolates locally made?
There are many that are locally made, and then many from Wisconsin that come as far as north and west. We have a huge chocolate experience tent where we have chocolate eating contests and chocolate sculptures being done at the same time. Instead of ice sculpturing, you'd sculpture chocolate. And we have free chocolate chip cookies and chocolate minute to minute and just all kinds of events like that. And then we have concerts every night and music competitions the full weekend.
Wow. And that weekend again is?
It is coming Memorial weekend. And then on Monday is the Veterans Parade, which we stop everything at the festival in order to honor our veterans and then come back over to the festival grounds.
Oh.
So it's this Memorial weekend. And it's a carnival, too. So it's rides and something for everyone.
Well, I kind of like, Arlene, I kind of like that idea about a chocolate eating contest.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and I've developed that culinary expertise myself. And what I wanted to say about that was this artisan chocolate syncs beautifully up with the arts.
Mm-hmm.
So the culinary arts across the board, but people who are foodies tend to also really enjoy the arts.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Arlene.
Thank you.
And let's go to Norman Richfield, find out what's going on there. Hi.
Hi, Larry and George. Oh, we've got a wonderful art fair coming up on Saturday, July 22nd here in Richfield, kind of in the shadow of Holy Hill. It's presented by the Richfield Historical Society, and on the web you'll find it at Richfield Art at the Mill. This is, I don't know, about our ninth year of having it. We'll have somewhere between 50 and 75 artists from Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota. And it's a really fun, free event in an absolutely beautiful park. Our park and the historic buildings on it are on both the state and national list of historic places. And during that day, as you've been talking, we'll have various music. We've got a couple of really fine guitarists, which will be playing from 10 until 11 in the morning. From noon until 3, we're going to have the Eric Shore Jazz Trio. But the whole thing is really about the art, and it's a chance to enjoy an absolutely beautiful park and see a whole lot of interesting fine art and the crafts, to the degree there are, them would be exceedingly high quality.
Oh.
And while you're there, then you have the opportunity, if you wish, to tour the 1872 Messermeyer Grist Mill, the Mill House, our Lillicrop Welcome Center, log buildings, which were buildings that are built here in Richfield back in the 19th century. Of course, Wisconsin will have lots of variety of good food. You were talking about Dan Small. Dan was out here just a few weeks ago and shot some for his program, some spots around the park, and I understand that we'll be coming back for a more in-depth look at the Richfield Historic Park later this summer at one of our events.
Oh.
So it's a lot of fun, and it's the kind of thing that it's a good family event, and we have activities for the kids, and it's just good down-home entertainment, and it is free. Of course, we hope you bring your bring money and buy some artwork.
And it's July 22nd.
It's July 22nd, yes. There's a silent auction involved with items from the artists that will be here. And that's a Saturday, runs from 9 until 4.
Well, it's great that you called, Norman. Thank you so much. And Richfield, kind of an, you know, this is one of the things I really like about Wisconsin, getting around the state, is you find these kind of hidden gems sometimes. I mean, we've got some great large cities here in this state. Milwaukee, yeah. Madison, Green Bay, these are wonderful cities. And there's a lot to see, but there are so many smaller cities that have a lot to offer.
Yeah. Absolutely. So when you're looking at towns of between 66 and 99, the last number I heard was 66 people in Stockholm, Wisconsin, with the Wide Spot Performing Arts Center and the beautiful Abode Gallery, but also the Stockholm Pie Company, which, of course, if we're talking about culinary arts, we've got to throw in there. But we're talking about a population of between 66 and 99 people. Like I said, the last time I saw the sign, it was 99. The last time I heard about it was 66. Small place, but people are coming over the border from Minnesota and coming into this small place to see what's going on, whether that's the performances or films in the Wide Spot gallery. So it doesn't matter how big. You could go up to Madeline Island and say the same thing about the LaPointe Center on Madeline Island. You know, during the summer, lots of people. During the winter, not so many. In both cases, they're providing a service for the arts to their community.
Norm, thanks again for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, by the way. Maybe you've got an event or a question about events or maybe how to finance or get some help with an event. Give a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. And Pat in Colfax up next. Pat, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. We have food and music coming up as well. We have our Thursday night Music in the Park series in our little park and next to our municipal building. We're 18 miles north of Menominee, 22 miles from Eau Claire, so we're kind of out of the way a bit. But we have Dixieland, we have the Ukulele Club, we got a number of our local bands, we've got our barbershoppers. So it's free, and there's root beer floats and popcorn and pie sale on the last day to help us finance the concert series. So, it's a very nice little park, and we have a lot of people who come.
So that series starts, when does it start, the end of June?
June 29th with Hickory, and ends on August 17th with Jim Herrick and Friends. And a number of people in between, so Thursday nights, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Pat, for calling. Appreciate your call. So they're not always, as we're finding out here, they're not always just on the weekend. If you're on vacation and happen to be in an area, what a great opportunity.
Absolutely. And when you're in an area like Colfax and you're near Eau Claire and you're near River Falls and you're near Menominee in that area, there's so much going on. You know, we in the South think, oh, we got this covered. We got it all going on. But if you go up into those areas and you see what's going on, you're never going to be bored. You're never going to be bored.
And thanks again, Pat. In terms of applying for grants, what kinds of grants should people apply for if they're going to apply, let's say, with the Arts Board?
Right.
And how much, you know, what kind of help do you think you could get?
So we have two different kinds of grants, one for series of exhibitions or performances or presented performances. We call that creation and presentation. Those applications are due in October. They're out in July, so people can be looking at those. All of the work is done online now, so they can look at those and talk to staff about whether this is the appropriate category for them. We also have a project-based category called Creative Communities, and that's for projects in arts education, the traditional and ethnic arts, or local arts development. And so it's very specifically about those kinds of projects. And in the schools, whether that's bringing an artist into the schools or finding ways to have the arts and sciences together or the arts and math or whatever the case may be,
yeah,
projects like that could come our way from schools or community groups that are doing that kind of work.
And in turn, what would be I suppose you can't say what's an average amount of financial support because it would vary a lot depending on the type. But
right. In the project
range
grants, in the project grants category, we're somewhere between $1,500 and $6,000. So it's not a ton of money.
But that's a lot if you're
if you're doing something out there, and they're all matching funds, so they're generating money in the community. The other category, the creation and presentation, can go from $2,000 to about $17,500. So there's a range there as well.
Yeah, but that's a significant amount of money to any community, frankly.
Absolutely. And again, they're leveraging, taking that out to people that said, we went through a rigorous process, and now help us match the Arts Board's dollars. So it's really leveraging money in the community.
Judy in Waupaca, let's go to you next. Hi, Judy. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I would like to call attention to the almond tater toot.
You have our attention. When you said tater, we're in.
Well, that takes place in Almond, Wisconsin, and that's A-L-M-O-N-D, but people that live there call it almond as opposed to almond. It's in Portage County. It's a few miles west of Waupaca, and it is just above the Washera County line. And a village of, I think, about 800 people. And the last Friday and Saturday of July each year, the community sponsors the Almond Tater Toot, which celebrates rural life, farm crops, good fun get-togethers, and, well, of course, the potato.
Well, there's a potato or two grown in that area.
Yes, there certainly is, and other farm crops, too. And Friday night, they start out with a parade with old hot rods, I guess you could call the cars, and some of those old cars are on display through Saturday. And Saturday, the firehouse has a wonderful pork chop and chicken dinner, and there's music, including polka music in the afternoon and some other music usually in the evening. They close off the main street. And there's just various tents and a dunk tank and just good fun through Friday and through Saturday.
And now, what's the date of that again?
The last Friday and Saturday of July. So I'm thinking, is that the 25th and 26th, maybe?
Close there. I think you're
in the ballpark.
You're in the ballpark. It's the last Friday and Saturday in July.
Right.
So,
for sure, every year. And the Lions Club is very active in this, and they're a wonderful group. And the veterans group over there also. And so it's just good fun, and it's small-town fun, good for what ails you.
There you go. Tater toot. I like the sound of that, Judy. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Oh, man. And you mentioned this earlier, but probably it's been a while. Where do you go to get a list of the arts events in Wisconsin? And you folks, you're keeping up to date all the time on what's going on.
Right. So there are a couple things you can do. First and foremost, go to travelwisconsin.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for the Art and Craft Fair Director, you'll find that there. If you're looking for a publication, like an events guide for the summer now, looking up all these events we're hearing about, you can get those sent to you, but you'll also find them online. And then on a daily basis, the Arts Board puts out a thing we call the Wisconsin Arts News, which is a compilation of news about the arts, both news and activities. And so it's a really wonderful way of demonstrating all that's going on outside of Madison, Milwaukee, as well as in. And that's a free thing. You can get it sent to your email every day. So you can go to artsboard.wisconsin.gov and get that information.
And the Daily says that's probably the most immediate events that are going on, when that part of it,
yeah,
I would
within
think.
The 4 to 6 weeks, I think, whatever the news cycle is. So, you know, you'll start to see things peaking up about what's happening this summer. Today, for example, in the arts news, there's a whole list of art fairs that the Milwaukee Journal put out. And there's also a list of 10 music festivals that they're pointing attention to. Like you said, Summerfest, everybody knows. Eau Claire's the new festival, relatively new festival in Eau Claire, people are pointing to now. But now we talked about a number of festivals yet today.
Yeah, and there's still more that we could even talk about. But what's the, how do you get on that email list again? I'm not on that. I'll have to get on that.
So you go to the Arts Board's website, which is artsboard.wisconsin.gov, G-O-V. And there on the front page, there's a link to the Wisconsin Arts News. You click on that, and you go through, and it shows you how to subscribe.
And Joanne and Neshkoro, we'll get one more person in here.
Yeah. Blackhawk Folk Society is having our 30th annual festival in Mount Morris. We're having Lou and Peter Berryman, Tom P, Small Potatoes. It starts at 10:30 with open mic and ends about 7 o'clock. Just get on blackhawkfolk.org, and you can learn all about it.
And the date for that?
Oh, I'm sorry. July 8th, up in the Mount Morris Town Park.
Oh, and for those who don't know, where's Mount Morris?
Well, it's near Wautoma. If you're trying to Google it, I guess you need to go, just get on the website, blackhawkfolk.org, and you can find out.
Oh.
Mount Morris isn't even in the book. It has a Wautoma address.
Ah, I gotcha.
Yeah, it's a little place. But it's in the town park by a lake, and there's playground equipment and swimming and all sorts of that neat stuff. The 4-H have a booth there. That's how they make their money for the summer, is they sell all sorts of neat stuff. But you certainly can bring in your own drinks and food and have your own picnic. Bring a lawn chair. You might want bug spray, possibly. Not likely, but possibly.
So there's lots. And if you're interested in folk music, sounds like that's a good place to go. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, it's obvious from the calls, George, that there's a lot going on, as you've been saying, and it's been fun to talk with you about it.
My pleasure as well.
Thank you so much. George Sugros, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Arts Board. Go to the website, and you will have a chance to get onto their email list and find out everything or a lot of what's going on here in the state of Wisconsin. There's a lot going on. Great to have him with us. We'll get him back, and we'll do it again. Tomorrow, Dr. Sandy Sawchuk back to talk about your pet's health. Thanks for listening. Please stay with us.